Ziegler. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.
Hello there, I'm Blake Lindsay, and I want to personally welcome you to Zig Ziglar's Inspire podcast. When people ask me what I do, I like to say that I offer hope to people. I have always found that people are intrigued and interested in knowing how to have more hope. How you view your future is key to how you perform today. How about you? Do you have hope for a brighter tomorrow? I hope you do, but if you are struggling, then my friend, I have something for you. A gift of hope. Listen to Zig shares from his heart.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some time ago, I read something that rather intrigued me. I read where every third person was either remarkably handsome and unusually bright, or amazingly beautiful and brilliant. Now, what I'd like to get you to do is look directly at the person on your left. No, left. Look them over real good. Now look directly at the person on your right. Look them over real good. And since it obviously ain't either one of them. It's got to be you. You're the third person. What I want you to think in terms of as being that third person, because you're remarkable in so many ways. I've got an objective this evening. The objective, basically, is to share with you how you can become the person you are intended to be, and that in so many ways you already are. My objective is to get you to make some decisions today that will give you immediate benefits. But more importantly, they'll still be giving you benefits 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years down the road. The choices we make are absolutely incredible. I'm going to start by asking you 4 questions. First of all, how many of you honestly and sincerely believe, as a matter of fact, you're totally convinced there's something you can specifically do in the next 3 weeks that would make your personal life, your family life, and your business life worse? Can I see your hands? All right. Then how many of you believe there's something you can do in the next 3 weeks that would specifically make your personal life, your family life, and your business life better? Can I see your hand, okay? How many of you believe the choice is yours, okay? How many of you believe every choice has an end result, okay? Now, let me tell you what you just said, whether you realize it or not. You just said, look, I don't really care about what's happened in my past. I don't even care what my circumstances are at the moment, because there's something I can specifically do right now that will make my future either better or worse, and the choice is mine. Folks, that's an awesome realization. It eliminates the blame game. It eliminates an awful lot of things because it means you've got a choice. I love the story of the old Eskimo in the long ago. Up in the coldest region of Alaska, where they used to have dog fights every Saturday, and the old Eskimo had a black dog and a white dog, and every Saturday those two dogs would just go at it big time until finally they wore each other out, and over a period of years they'd, they'd lost their zeal for fighting, and so he retired them. And one day one of the local villagers said, I noticed something kind of unusual. I noticed that one Saturday the black dog would win and some Saturday the white dog would win. But I noticed that you always won yourself. Regardless of which one won, you'd always bet on him. How did you know which one to bet on? Oh, he said, it was easy. I always bet on the one I'd been feeding all week. Now, you see, there's the positive and the negative. You have a choice as to what you want to feed in your mind. As you've heard me say several times already, you're what you are and where you are because of what's going into your mind. You can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. Feed the positive and you will be positive. I'm really talking in this session about hope. Alfred Adler, the great psychologist and psychiatrist, made this statement. He said, hope is the foundational quality of all change. No hope, no change. John Maxwell put it this way. If there's hope in the future, there's power in the present. Hope is the great activator. The student with no hope of passing won't study. Why bother? I'm going to fail anyhow. The salesperson with no hope of making the sale won't make the call. I mean, what's the purpose? I'm not going to make a sale anyhow. The couple whose marriage is in trouble won't seek counseling because, I mean, why bother? Hey, this is a done deal. It's all over now. But give that person hope, and then action will take place, and exciting action will take place. Dr. Tony Campola says that your past is important because it brought you to where you are. But as important as your past is, it is not nearly as important as the way you see your future. The way you see your future determines your thinking today. Your thinking today determines your performance today. Your performance today has a strong bearing on what that future is going to be. Now, Dr. Campola was saying, yes, your past is important, but he said the other's even more important. And he said, I understand what's happened in the past. I know that you were abused as a child. I know that you've had an alcohol and drug problem. And I know that you've gone bankrupt a couple of times. I know you've gone through a couple of divorces. I know all of those things about you, but I still say the way you see the future is more important than what has happened in the past. Today is a brand new day. This is the day that you can make the decisions that will make such an incredible difference in your life. The way that you look at that future is so important, but you got to plan for it. You were born to win, that's true. But in order to be the winner you were born to be, you got to plan to win. You got to prepare to win. And then and only then can you legitimately expect to win. Winning is not an accident. It is the result of a deliberate plan. Now, we want to talk about winning the balanced life. How can you have the hope that you can bring that life into balance and win in all areas? Several years ago, I had a young man in my office who had a hero. His hero was his boss. Now, the reason the young man was there was because though he was doing fairly well, or actually pretty good in his business, he was leaving home every morning at 6 o'clock. He was getting in every night at 11 o'clock. That was 6 days a week. His health was deteriorating. He had gone to sleep a couple of three or four or five or six times, going back and forth the 30-some-odd miles he had to drive. His family life was coming apart. And I mean, he was in trouble, and a friend of his had brought him in the office and said, he respects you, and if you'll talk with him, maybe you can reach him in some way. So as we sat down, I said, I understand you have a hero. He said, yes, my boss is my role model. He's the one I'm emulating. And I said, well, why are you emulating him? And he said, well, he's the most successful man I've ever known. And so I said to him, I said, well, what is success? And what I want you to do is I want you to take the part of your outline, that list at the very top of it where it says objective, and I want to kind of go down the list because you see, a lot of people never analyze what the situation is. Now, we know, historically speaking, that people who keep records, for example, of what they eat, when they eat it, and the circumstances, lose more weight more quickly and keep it off longer. We know that if we were to divide this room into two groups, your salespeople, this group over here, you're selling the same product in the same area. This group over here keeps meticulous records on what happens on each call. This group doesn't do it. The group that keeps the records will sell lots more. Why? They're not kidding themselves. They know exactly what they are doing. They know where they are at any given point. So as I go down this list here, what everybody wants, I asked the young man, I said, well, Steve, I said, let me ask you about success, and then we'll evaluate your boss. If you were happy and healthy, and I want you to judge yourself as we go along, and I want you to put the mark there as we go. If you were happy and healthy, and at least reasonably prosperous, if you were secure and had friends and had peace of mind and good family relationships and the hope that the future was going to be even better, and you were loved, and you loved, would you consider yourself to be successful? He said, why, of course. I think anybody would. Would you consider yourself successful? Okay. I said, now, let's evaluate your boss, your role model that you're following. I said to him, I said, how happy is he? And he said, well, I don't think he's happy at all. Now, I want you to mark either a plus or a minus by yours. Are you happy? And he said, well, I don't think he's happy at all. And I said, well, why? And we gave him a minus. He said, well, I almost never hear him laugh, and he seldom smiles. Besides, he's got ulcers. And I said, well, let's give him a minus on the happy and on the healthy. If he's got ulcers, that doesn't say a whole lot for his health. So would you be comfortable giving him a minus there? And he said, well, sure. I said, now, if he's got ulcers, that is because something's eating him, not because of what he's eating. So that means his peace of mind is not there. So we got to give him a minus on that. Would you agree? He said, yes, I would. He said, okay, let's go on down the list. I said, well, I've asked you one question, and we've already got three minuses out of a group of 10. I said, I want you to start thinking in terms of maybe you have been taking the wrong advice from the wrong person. I was watching a talk show once, and this Hollywood star was on, and the host was saying to her, how do you hold on to a man? Now, here's a gal, been married so many times, she had rice marks on her face. And they're saying, how do you hold on to a man? She didn't have a clue. When you ask somebody questions, when you have a role model, look at them. Is he or she qualified, okay? Then I said to him, now we got three minuses. I said, tell me about his prosperity. And he said, man, he's got money running out of his ears. I said, okay, let's give him a big old plus on that one. I said, how secure is he? And he said, now understand, he's measuring success by your corporate position and how many bucks you got in the bank. He said, man, he's about as secure as money can make you. And I said, well, we had a couple of billionaire brothers here in the Dallas area, and they're both bankrupt. I said, how does he compare? And he said, oh, he doesn't have that kind of money. I said, our ex-governor at one time was worth over $100 million. He's now bankrupt. I said, how does he compare to that? Oh, he said, he doesn't have that kind of money. I said, okay, would you be comfortable if we just gave him a question mark on his security? And he said, yeah. I said, okay, how many friends does he have? And he thought a minute. He said, I don't think he's got any friends. He said, I'm not his friend. I just admire him because he's so successful. He said, actually, if you want to know the truth, the guy's somewhat of a jerk. I said, okay, we're going to give him a minus on that one. I said, tell me about his family. And he said, well, his wife's divorcing him. So I said, well, we got to give him a minus on that. I said, how much hope does he have for the future? And he said, well, before I started talking to you, I thought he had lots of hope. But he said, now, I just don't know about that at all. So I said, well, Would you be comfortable? We gave him, let's say, another question mark on that, or even a minus. He said, let's give him a minus. I said, okay, we got that one. I said, now, does he love anybody? And he said, yeah, he loves himself. I said, well, is he loved? And he said, far as I know, he's not. So I said, well, we got to give him a couple of more minuses, don't we? And he said, yes. Now, folks, out of the 10 factors there, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 minuses. We got 1 plus and 1 question mark. Now, let me ask you a question. I asked the young man the same question. I said, let me ask you, knowing what you now know, as we've evaluated the situation, would you swap places with him? Long pause. He slowly stood up, extended his hand, and he said, no, I wouldn't. Would you swap places with him? About 4 years later, and then again last month, I bumped into the young man. 4 years ago, he gave me this picture. He had gotten back with his wife. They had the new little one. He had gotten a job that his wife encouraged him to. He moved up much faster. He has, in every area of life, improved substantially. A much happier, healthier man. He's brought balance to his life. So many people think you got to give up this and give up that. Folks, when you bring it in balance, you'd be amazed at how many more things come to bear in your life.
If you are struggling with balancing your life and receiving the benefits of a balanced life, or you can get a positive mark on each of the areas that Zig listed, you may want to receive more information about our life-changing event called Born to Win. At this event, you get to hear from Zig live and then apply to your life the messages he shares. If you are like the thousands of people who have benefited by attending, then you will not want to miss our last Born to Win event. Visit our website at Ziegler.com to find out more. I wish you a day filled with hope. I'm Blake Lindsay. Until next time, live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.